This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, September 13th. Well, although Friday the 13th is usually an unlucky day, you might have noticed our stocks are still meandering higher. It's been a dramatic recovery of this week, and it's broad-based. There's a lot of buying pressure under the surface, and I think what's fueling a lot of the stock market rebound is simply the fact that bond yields continue to go lower. As I speak to you today, the 10-year Treasury yield is under 3.67%, and the 2-year yield's gone down quite a bit too. So this just puts more and more pressure on the Fed. And even though the CPI and the PPI weren't as good as some of us hoped, although I have to say the PPI was better because goods prices were falling, I think the main thing is that there's still pressure on the Fed to cut up to 50 basis points. Right now, Bloomberg's putting in about a 40% chance of that happening. I'm in the camp they'll probably just cut 3 times this year, 25 basis points on September 18th, 25 basis points 2 days after the November presidential election, another 25 basis points in December. Now, that's all going to be clarified next Wednesday because we're going to get a new dot plot from all the FOMC members, and not only will we get their forecasted rate cuts this year, we'll get them next year as well. The other thing that's going on is the Philly Fed's done a lot of good work on credit card delinquencies, 30, 60, 90 days out. They're rising across the board. When earnings come out in October, you know, the banks report early. It'll be fascinating to see if they have to keep boosting their loan loss reserves. So, you know, the economy is definitely under stress. Now, we got retail sales next week. No one has high expectations for retail sales at all. The key is how many categories are doing well. That's what we want to see. And although gas prices have come down, the question is, are they putting that money, are they taking the money they save on gas and spending it somewhere else? So there's still some tea leaves to unfold before the FOMC meeting. Meantime, you might notice that oil prices are back up. That's because the hurricane did a pretty good job in Louisiana. It flooded there pretty severely. And, you know, a lot of people aren't too happy. And obviously that slows down the refineries. And they also had to close a few rigs as the Category 1 Hurricane Francine went through. But the main thing I want you to know is good stocks bounce. And that was evident this week. I'm a little shocked by the magnitude of the rebound, to be candid with you. There's one other thing we need to talk about, and that is what's going on with Ukraine. So on Wednesday, we had Secretary of State Blinken and British Foreign Secretary Lammy in Kiev talking to Zelensky and everybody else. Today, we have the British Prime Minister in D.C. meeting with President Biden. And the question is NATO going to allow Ukraine to strike deeper and deeper into Russia? As you may know, they hit some Moscow suburbs, hit a big apartment building, hit some homes. And so obviously there were civilian casualties. Now, Putin's given a big warning not to do that because he considers that if they approve the longer range missiles and things to strike deeper and deeper into Russia, he's going to declare, he thinks that's an act of war. So he's given NATO a warning, okay? Now he's given other warnings and things have still progressed. So this is a big game of chicken. It's a very dangerous game. And it's a big, big wild card. And the perception is they're trying to talk Zelensky into, doing a peace deal with Russia, although they're not actively talking to Russia right now, but agreeing to give up some land and all that good stuff. So this is going to be very, very interesting. It's not good for anyone, to be candid with you, okay? Hundreds of thousands of people are dead. Ukraine's lost 40% of its population. Obviously, you can't come back when you have you don't have, you lost a lot of your people, your infrastructure has been damaged. It's truly a horrible, horrible thing. And the U.S. and Britain are responsible for this because Leszczynski ran on doing a peace deal with Russia, but the U.S. and Britain talked him out of it. Beck Boris Johnson, the former prime minister, was pretty adamant going over there and telling him what to do. So, you know, we're responsible for what's happened to Ukraine, rightly or wrongly, and it's very sad. And this is going to be a big wild card out there that we have to keep our eye on. So I hope that President Biden and the British Prime Minister are smart enough not to provoke World War III. And it's getting to be very, very interesting. In the meantime, that also helps keep oil prices high, because Russia's increasingly going offline with oil. We have hurt their economy immensely. And we got to be careful, because even if Putin loses power in Russia, although he seems to have consolidated it recently, you know, if Russia breaks up into different countries, and, you know, there's a bunch more countries with nuclear weapons and things that we got to deal with. So it's problematic, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So that's the only real wild card out there that I want to address. And hopefully common sense rules, and that they, and then we can just focus on peace and prosperity. But right now the world is still a tinderbox, and we got to be on high alert. So with that said, we're going to have a great FOMC statement on Wednesday. Hopefully Powell will be good at the press conference. We got the dot plot. A lot of the uncertainty of plaguing the economy is going to dissipate. And then we can just focus on growing everybody's money and going in and have another great earnings announcement season. So everybody enjoy the weekend. But it's been quite impressive what's happened this week. And I hope you've enjoyed the rebound. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.